Howdy, everybody. Today we're joined by Spencer Fai, family nurse practitioner at Fallin Medical Complex. Thanks for coming out today.
Thank you for having me.
And today's topic, we brought you out to discuss warmer temperatures kind of arising in our area here. And, you know, I've seen one myself on my very own leg, the old ticks crawling around in our area already this spring. Kind of happens in the spring and into the later parts of the summer, I feel, before they start to kind of disappear again. But let's talk a little bit about those darn blood-sucking ticks here. Lyme disease discovered in Dawson County back in 2023. I think kind of the main thing we're looking at when we're talking about ticks, but are there other health risks that we should be looking at?
There's a few other diseases that they could end up carrying, especially for the ticks around here. We have the Rocky Mountain wood tick and the American dog tick, and they mostly have the Rocky Mountain spotted fever and the Colorado tick fever. But beyond that, you've got the other disease, Lyme disease. Normally it's not found here, but like I said, they did end up having one case that came from here. I guess that tick was on vacation, decided just to latch himself on and give a dog Lyme disease.
So what are kind of the main things we're looking out for? Say I've pulled a tick off myself. What are kind of symptoms and things that I should be looking out for, ways to kind of keep a peace of mind, I suppose, that something like this isn't coming my way?
So with Lyme disease, the tick normally has to be attached for about 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, okay.
It does have to be a certain tick that actually causes it, and that's the black-legged tick. Now, that is a bacterial disease. 3 to 30 days, you'll end up with a bullseye rash. So it'll be two circles around each other after the tick has been on. And later on, you can end up with arthritis, joint pain, facial paralysis. But if you get in soon enough after you're having the tick, and if it's been on long enough, we can get you on a strong antibiotic. Going to have to be on it longer than your normal antibiotics, but we can end up curing that and getting rid of that for you.
And then, so say that I've been bit by a tick. Maybe it looks different, because I think that's how, like you mentioned, this black-footed tick was discovered. Somebody just happened to notice it looked different from the other ticks they'd been pulling off their dog recently. So they kept the tick and brought it in. Is that something that, like, if I don't have the tick that was on me and then I start having these symptoms, is that kind of a big deal, or can we get it figured out without the tick involved?
So if you don't have the tick, well, just look at the signs and symptoms. I was in the woods, tall grass. That's where they love. They love to hide places. I pulled it from my hairline because the ticks love to hide. So they'll be in your navels, they'll be in your armpits. Normally it won't be right out in the open. But again, there's preventative measures to help keep yourself clothed up so they can't really get to you. So if you see it, I think it was a tick, and I have this rash. You're going to show me the rash, and it's not going to look like any other rash. So it's very distinctive. We're going to treat you with some doxycycline and get you on this.
Right on. So going to be seeing a big red, at least a patch of skin, if you got something probably serious going on. What are some kind of ways you have tips for us to prevent these ticks altogether?
So wear long clothing, your long pants, long sleeve shirt, wear boots, tuck them into each other, do the old military boot roll to tuck them up. If you're using DEET, permethrin, that'll keep them off you. Permethrin, military soaks their clothes in them because ticks are such a problem in the military as they have them do drills.
Yeah.
Watch out for that. Can cause skin breakouts, but yeah, that can keep them off you because they hate the stuff. If your skin does break out, use one of the other methods. If permethrin's not good for you, there's Picardin, there's DEET. One of those methods to get on you to keep the bugs away from you.
Awesome. Right on. Well, this is Spencer Fai from Fallin Medical Complex. He's a family nurse practitioner out there, talking about ticks emerging here with our warm weather on the way. And I think you've given us some pretty good information. Anything else out there you reckon the folks should know about those darn bloodsuckers?
Much like politicians, keep them away.
Right on. Well, we sure appreciate the awareness. And if you need to go get something checked out, head down to Fallin Medical Complex and just keep those ticks off you this year. All right. Thanks a bunch, Spencer. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.